What do you do when you're diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic prostate cancer? Hi, this is Luke Fannin, your host of the Kicking Prostate Cancer's You Know What podcast. And in this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Now, if you're like me, you threw things, you howled at the moon, you cried in your beer, and then you did a little research. You went to Google, you typed in cancer survival rates, and next thing you know, you've got all kinds of statistics and articles and posts on 5-year survival rates for stage 4 prostate cancer. And none of them are encouraging. Now, I did something a little bit different after I did that. I typed in stage 4 prostate cancer survival stories. And guess what? I got all kinds of neat stories about survivors like Todd Seals, who was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer 12 years ago. And that was on the Men's Health website. On the Cancer Treatment Centers of America website, there's a story of John Allen. And John was diagnosed with stage 4 in 2007. Now, of course, there's disclaimers. These results are not typical. And we all understand that. But one thing that's really important for us right now is that we have to have hope. If we don't have hope, we're demoralized. We become depressed. And that will not help us in our fight against prostate cancer. By the way, there's a lot of good reasons to be hopeful. First, and this is something I didn't know, but the 5-year survival statistics are based on men who were diagnosed in between 2013 and 2018. So that means the men in the 2018 timeframe were diagnosed 5 years ago. And since then, the amount of scientific progress that's been made has been remarkable. There's the triple therapy program. I'm being treated currently under that program, and that is Lupron, abiraterone, and chemotherapy. And that's now to be considered the gold standard for the treatment of late stage metastatic prostate cancer. There's the article that I talked about in my last podcast about the new drug that came out in March of 2022 that targets the protein PSMA on the cancer cell. Now, listen, we have to stay focused. We have to have a sense of humor. So one of my Google searches that I did recently was this: funny memes about prostate cancer. And guess what? I came up with all kinds of funny stuff. Now, here's the problem. I can't repeat most of it. You know why? Because I promised Spotify I'd keep it clean. However, when we're talking about a digital rectal exam, clean is the least of our worries. Now, I've updated the website, put new resources on there, and I want to share with you a couple of the ones that I put on there for you. Number one, I separated out some of the links and created a support section. There's a great program called Caregiver Connector from zerocancer.org. Check that program out. That's for our caregivers. There's an excellent article from urologyhealth.org about helping others, folks who are cancer survivors, prostate cancer survivors that are helping others. And then finally, Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center has a support program called Connections, and I have a link to that. And in keeping with the theme of being funny, I found a YouTube video called Healing, Hope, and Humor. It's Dave Fitzgerald's, who's a comedian, his battle against cancer and how he used humor to help him through that process. And I have my own creation. It's called a bucket of meds, baby. Click on the link. It's really short, 22 seconds. You might find it humorous. So I just want to say to all of my friends who are in this fight with me together, educate, motivate, and take action to defeat prostate cancer. Thanks, my prostate cancer fighters. I will talk to you next week.